This is Paul Palusa from Officer.com. I'm here with San Jose Police Sergeant Jason Dwyer to talk about the department's new plan to better interact with the community and use it in its use of the mobile app City Connect. Thank you for joining us today, Sergeant Dwyer.
Thanks for having me.
Can you talk a little bit about your guys' new plan and our city, as you guys are calling it, and what it entails?
Our city was a new department direction that was born in a lot of different meetings with our upper command staff, putting together stakeholder meetings, not only with members of the community and the Chief's Advisory Board, but line officers here within the police department, trying to find out what should we put in the answer to the question that the community is ultimately asking. The last couple of years have been very difficult for the city of San Jose, not only for the officers here, but for members of the community that have seen a service reduction, a noticeable service reduction. We've seen crime levels go up here, not only property crime, but violent crime. And so the Our City Department direction was put out there really to answer a lot of those questions. People wanted to know, well, what does our police department look like and what's it doing right now to address some of these issues? And so some of the core priorities that we came up with were respect, crime reduction, investing in our people, transparency and accountability, and innovation for the future. And the two core competencies that we decided to focus on were great customer service, which we believe was necessary right now more than ever, because tensions were definitely there within the community. When they're seeing increased response times and certain calls that our department frankly just does not respond to anymore, things like fruit vendors or loud music calls where there's an anonymous caller, non-injury accidents, and the other core competency was gang enforcement. And we have seen a number within a number, if you will, of homicide, but we're looking at gang-related homicides is probably the biggest trend within that homicide statistic, as well as aggravated assaults as well.
Okay, and now if you can talk a little bit about the mobile app City Connect and how you guys are using this within the direction, like you said, customer service, and how that works with it.
City Connect really is involved in several of the different core priorities that we have. When you talk about innovation, obviously things like City Connect and a few of the other web-based things that we now offer on our website are new to our community. But it's just another avenue that the community can get in touch with the police department, utilize some of the services that we offer. It's a cell phone application that's in the iTunes store, and you can basically upload it onto your phone. It's a carousel. It can also be displayed as icons on the screen rather than a carousel. It's really up to the user. And it can give you the opportunity to use things like the website, look at some blogs, look at crime mapping. I mean, there's a lot of different services that somebody can access right from their phone. So that's what's really unique about an app like City Connect as opposed to just a website where somebody might have to be sitting at a computer, or that might be a lot of strain for a device that's not necessarily made to be surfing the web all the time. This one's made for somebody to access from their mobile phone.
Okay. And as far as the interaction that's included in City Connect, what does it allow, citizens to do?
Well, City Connect is a pretty cool app in that, it looks cool. That was the first thing that stood out to me. When you start looking at the carousel, I was spinning it going, wow, this is, it's automated. It's pretty neat. But you can go right to our YouTube channel. So if anybody wanted to view informational videos about the department, they could go there. The crime reports app, the crime reports icon on there. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter account that's connected to the Facebook page through an RSS feed. And so those are some of the things that people probably are going to use on a regular basis.
Okay. And have you guys gotten any feedback about City Connect and also about the department direction in general, since it's been about a month now?
The feedback for both have been very good. Again, the department direction was meant to really answer a lot of questions, and I think now people know what we're focusing on going forward. And as far as the City Connect app, same thing. I'm getting a lot of phone calls from people out of state wondering, hey, tell us about this, please, because we were really one of the first departments to put it up online and offer it.
Okay.
It is getting some good feedback.
Okay. And what is the feedback within the police department then? Because I know, like you said, there's been a lot of uncertainty with manpower and such. Does it seem like you guys have a more focused direction now?
It does. We've got a lot of issues that we're still working through as far as retention and things like that go. But with an app like this, it offers a lot of tools to the end user who is a member of the community, you know, and with the staffing levels that we have and some of the constraints that we have, it's nice to know that we're opening up more and more doors for members of the community to do things on their own, to automate it. And it's not that we're trying to lower the amount of services that we provide. Matter of fact, it's just a smarter way of providing those services and educating the public on how they themselves can do a lot of the things that you used to call a warrant police officer out there to do. And now they can log onto their phone and make a report, or they can log onto the website and get some of the information that they used to ask an officer when they would see him in the field.
Okay, well, I thank you for joining us today, Sergeant Dwyer, and good luck with the new department direction and the use of this app.
Thanks for having me.